Jesus, the bread of life. Amen.
Well, if you're sort of like me, you've been paying attention to the Olympics that are going on now in Paris. Exciting events. You know, the Olympics, though, take a lot of preparation. 2 weeks, but a lifetime of work. And if you expand out from the actual events, you see the whole experience of endurance and getting ready. That's a bit like what happens in our gospel reading today. Jesus talks about the bread of life and yet expands it to the very end of the world and the resurrection of the dead and being found and raised up in Jesus. And it's a bit like what happens in our Old Testament reading today with Elijah, who is going through his own event of trial, but it expands out to show how God was with him before and God is with him in the future. As we look then, we look at provision and Passover. We'll start with 1 Kings 19:4 through 8, and we'll expand from that event to the whole experience of endurance in Jesus Christ, strength for the journey. We see in 1 Kings 19 how Elijah was afraid and running for his life. This is somewhat unlike the prophet Elijah, who's known for being quite bold for the Lord. He had just proved the existence of Yahweh the Lord and the triumph of the Lord over the false gods. But now he's in danger. He's a marked man by the king and the queen, both corrupt players. He sits down under a broom tree. He prays that he would die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life." And what does he see? Suddenly an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." And he looked, and there was by his head a little cake of bread. A second time the angel of the Lord returns to him and says, "Get up and eat. The journey is too much for you." And a second time he gets up and eats and drinks. Strengthened by that food, he goes on his way. He's headed for Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb, where the Lord will speak directly to Elijah and assure him of his everlasting presence. You know, the Bible is full of stories like this, of being tested, confronted, and formed in the wilderness. This is Elijah's Olympic event. But yet, like you expand it to all the practice that went before, you expand it and see all of Scripture that went before. The people have been in the wilderness in Exodus 40 years. God provided them cakes or bread, manna. The people are worn out, and the Lord says, "Arise and go, I am with you." Throughout the book of Genesis, we see this with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. All of these wilderness excursions. The ancient Israelites escaped slavery to spend years in the wilderness, searching for the promised land. You expand it out even further. John the Baptist is in the wilderness and cries out, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And after his baptism, what does Jesus do? The first thing in his ministry, he spends 40 days in the wilderness, 40 days praying and being tested in that same wilderness. Living or journeying through that wilderness is difficult, but it's part of the biblical life. This is true of the metaphorical wildernesses that we face as well. Trusting in the Lord for the events, the Olympics of our life, if you will. Making sure that we're ready for those Passover moments. In the days before he fled into the wilderness, Elijah had been a great champion for the Lord. He had stood strong against a tyrannical king and queen. He had come out as the victor. But then a messenger came to him saying that he was going to get it. And he's alone. And he flees to the wilderness. And he has, if you will, a crisis of faith. That might sound familiar. Is the Lord really with me now? It's fine when things are going well and we're healthy. But what about when we're hungry and in need? He went a day's journey into the wilderness. He sits down under a solitary tree. A tree which becomes like a tree of life. He wants to give up his life, and the Lord provides it there for him. Well, anyone who has spent time in a wilderness could relate to this. By the time he finds that tree, you can imagine he was so tired and ready to just collapse. The wilderness may have been a situation that makes us feel like we're all alone. We have been abandoned by the people in our lives. It may have been a struggle which led us to question God or question ourselves. It may have been circumstances that we caused or beyond our control. All of this seems to come together with Elijah's Olympic event. And like Elijah, many of us have been overwhelmed, exhausted, and defeated. Well, there's good news here, right? There's provision and there's Passover. The wilderness is actually where God provides. There aren't any other distractions, if you will, just you and your need and you and being fed by that need by God. He gets through to us in the wilderness. Elijah's story does not end with him lying down. It says twice, arise and get up. And Elijah might have felt at that moment that he could not go on, and the Lord tells him, arise. Well, you see our little trick of expanding there? That little, you could say, example of faith that when we feel collapsed, what does God do? He expands it and shows his everlasting love. Arise. That's the same thing that God says to the prophet Jonah after he's been vomited out of a fish. Arise and go, and I am with you. And it's the same thing that God tells his son Jesus from the dead. Arise from the dead. Your lowest point, arise. You expand and see how God makes it happen. His provision. Suddenly an angel touches him. Get up and eat. And he eats. The journey is too much for you, the Lord knows. He's with us. And you know, Elijah wasn't automatically healed at that moment. It's not that he sort of got it all right away. It's not that he doesn't doubt again, and that happens pretty quickly on in 1 Kings. But he did sit up. He does eat. He does drink. And he continues to sleep and take rest to be prepared for what comes next. There's a lot of wisdom there. We might not have it figured out, but the Lord is with us, giving us that rest and renewal. And an angel appears to him a second time, tells him to eat and drink and continue. And what does God do again and again for us each week, first, second, third week, fourth week, every week? He provides a meal of strength and resilience in Jesus, the bread of life. And that same word cake in our Old Testament is the word for the Passover bread. The Passover bread that God provides for his people Israel as they pass over from death to life, as we pass over in faith from sin to forgiveness and to eternal life, even in the midst of death. A provision and a Passover. God provides this meal of strength for Elijah and for us. When we need more strength, more power, we go to the Lord. We eat his cake, if you will, his food of forgiveness. There is strength for the journey of our lives always in Jesus. Like the Olympics, this is Elijah's Passover moment. If you think of the Passover, right? That Passover. That Passover didn't necessarily make it easier for the Israelites in the Old Testament. They were probably scared to death there, huddled in their homes, as an angel of death goes over them, as the struggles of life overtake us. And yet they're safe and secure. They're ready for the journey. They have a place of rest and refuge. And like Elijah, they might not have figured out what it all means, but they knew that God was providing for them as they went through the Passover of their faith and their life. That's good for us each day, too, as we receive this provision. As Jesus says, he is the bread of life, which we receive in faith always. That we actually will endure and go through the challenges of life. But we do so with the promise that God is with us. God who passes over us with you will, or covers us with his love, his protection, his guidance for all kinds of pain and hardship. And you look at the Olympics, right? You see a whole experience of endurance and practice. As a Christian life, when we go through our final Passover moment, when we face the final trial of death, we face struggles even each day. We look back and we see the experience of faithfulness, the experience of endurance, the experience of God's grace and provision for us in our life. Amen.